In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
We got it. Hi, welcome to episode 7 of Jim's BBQ Podcast.
The Force Awakens.
We're on 7 already.
We are on episode 7.
The Ming Awakens.
We have young Dylan Gonzalez with us.
Hello.
We have Jim Edelston.
Hello, everybody.
We have Sean Crandall.
Hi.
We have Chad.
Chad
Paints.
Chad Paints. Chad Art.biz.
Yes.
And we have Ming motherfucking Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men, winner of Tell 'em Steve Dave's 1-3 Invitational Tournament, and the most amazing ball hockey player I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. Such a flattering group. I love you guys. I love that you guys are here. A lot of you guys I haven't seen in a while. We're all family, though, man. We go way back to 2009 and beyond. We played hockey together at the third annual Walter Gretzky Street Hockey Tournament, and we kind of went on from there. Some of us got flown out to L.A. one year, played hockey in L.A., and hung out at Kevin's house. Like, the adventures that we have gone through, and that includes today, too.
Yes, absolutely. Just a little business. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. Twitter is at JimsBBQPodcast. Email is jimsbbqpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, you guys are a machine, man.
Yeah.
You guys are a brand.
We're getting there.
You guys are kicking ass.
So Dylan,
you've listened to a lot of podcasts.
Dylan, what are we drinking tonight?
Well, I think we started off with some Coney Island hard root beer. And earlier in the day, the Bromigos?
Bromigo.
From Three Heads Brewing.
Three Heads, such a great name.
So bummed that we didn't think of that.
Yeah, no.
but hey, there could be a future partnership there. And currently we're enjoying Genesee Alehouse's Salted Caramel Porter, which I haven't gotten into yet.
But
I will.
Get in there. This is so good. God bless
you
guys. What
else do I have? I got to look and see what I got. I've got some kind of black cherry drink, too.
God bless you guys for being beer.
Oh, and Jim is drinking Fizz Pop's Birch Beer.
I already drank the birch beer.
Oh, you drank the birch beer earlier?
I'm on to the black cherry
You're drinking their black cherry soda, I believe. This was a lot of fun today at this con. We met some interesting people, saw some interesting people, like Jim the Anvil Neidhart was here. Wow.
Jason Voorhees.
There was a great showdown right in front of the Comic Book Men table between Freddy and Jason. I thought it was going to come to blows.
Only at con will you see this, where you see like Velma versus Freddy versus the Predator versus some anime character versus Rick Grimes from Walking Dead.
What was great is you mentioned Velma. There's a artist down the row there that had like a drawing of like a incredibly voluptuous Velma and
Daphne.
Yes. Yeah. And incredibly voluptuous, and the tongue of Scooby was just happening to go out to touch that breast of Velma.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, so you bought it. How much? Did you talk him down to?
I didn't fucking buy that.
It's okay, you can tell us. That's cool.
He got the original. He didn't get the print.
Ah, okay, yeah. I don't want the print, man. I want the OG original, man. Good for you. But only at these cons can you get cool stuff like this, man. So welcome to FoxPaul Con. I know you guys came out to see us, so
we're live in Batavia, New York, man.
You said, it's back a long way, and support's there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you, Dylan drove up from Jersey.
No, I flew.
You flew up from Jersey. That's crazy. You drove up from Youngstown.
Yep.
You came from Rochester.
Right.
And you came from Rochester, and you guys all came up. Like, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool that you guys came all the way up to hang out this con with us.
Yeah, so, you know, we realize that you are not the first person that's been on this podcast that's been on Comic Book Men.
Oh, who beat me to the punch?
Well, Nooch Snoogans did.
We have the infamous Nooch Snoogans right here. Are you awake?
He was the seller of the Millennium Falcon.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I'd like to point out, when I was doing some research earlier to build some questions for my interview that I did with you earlier, I was reading...
What was the interview for?
Oh, for bleedingcool.com, which will be up later this week.
Awesome.
Actually, by the time this podcast goes up, this article will probably be Bleeding Cool way before it. And Jim is the only customer listed on the Wikipedia entry with a name, as Nooch Snoogans.
Yes. Yes. So good job, my friend.
Look how excited he is.
What's funny is Mike said, he goes, when we talked to Mike and Ming, he goes, we have to bring up that they weren't the first Comic Book Men people on the show. And I was like, what are you talking about? That didn't even occur to me. But
you forgot that you were on the show.
What was your experience like on that show?
Oh, it was awesome. Got to hang out with all Ming and the crew.
Okay.
The whole reality thing, people sit there and question whether or not things are reality, how much is it, stage and all that stuff. I need
to clear once and for all. Did you see a script at all? Did you see
nothing. That's what I was just going to say. It 100% walking in there, other than you accidentally found out I was there, it was totally unscripted. The only part, I think, and this has had nothing to do with the scripting or anything, was they needed to re-record from a different angle, and they stopped us and said, just pick up from where you guys were.
Yeah.
And, most of the interactions between me and Walt, it was a blast. I mean, just hanging out with you guys, shooting it. Me and Brian had a lot of jokes, brought those old pictures of Brian in that, from what, like 15 years ago? Skinny, no beard. I think you and Mike figured out what it was right away, just by the piece that And it was just fun. It was a different experience for me, and it really was 100% reality. There was nothing to do.
There's one shot where we're bringing it in, and they kind of get it from the underside. It was like that. Kind of the same angle from the beginning of A New Hope, where the ship just kind of flies over forever.
I remember
Spaceballs
giving us a hard time, saying that they thought it was hilarious that me and you were carrying it in, because, like, one side, because you were short.
Oh, so it's
like, it's all tilted coming in. I remember the crew saying something about that.
Yeah, so you brought it in, you sold it to us, and then did you ever think you would see it again on the show later season?
That was awesome, and the fact that Billy Dee Williams...
Yeah, so on a later episode, a couple seasons later, we end up selling it to Billy Dee Williams, Lando, from Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. That was the thing he wanted for his grandson, and we did an episode where we played a high-stakes card game in order for him to possibly win it back.
So... The only thing that would have made that better, or not better, I mean, the only other person I could see would have been, well, if I was there, or if it would have been Harrison Ford. I mean, Billy Dee Williams or Harrison Ford, I mean, either one of them two coming in there wanting that Falcon.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's if, like, Wedge Antilles came in.
Yeah.
Or like, more so, like, the actor that was, like, under the mask.
Dennis Lawson, I think his name is.
So it was surreal. That
Porkins came into
that. So I really keep it to you. I was like, hey, you might want to watch this season. You might see something that you recognize.
Right.
And I'm trying to say, but did you ever think it would be like this?
No, not even close to that. And like you said, you teased it, and I tried bugging you to get it out of you. You wouldn't budge.
No way was I going to reveal that.
And literally, like when he came in and when they finally did the poker thing that they were going to do, my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, holy shit, this is it.
He shit his pants. It was great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Not that, so congratulations, my friend.
Yeah, Nooch Snoogans.
Nooch Snoogans, kicking ass as always.
I think it was definitely, from start to finish, I mean, just a great experience, and seeing him strap it to the car and leave with it was...
It's hilarious, right? It's crazy.
I mean, who would ever thought?
It's just crazy.
All right. I just paused that, so we didn't have that special character on the podcast.
Well, we wrapped up the Falcon thing anyway.
Yeah. So... We have some hard-hitting questions for you, Meng.
Oh, all right. The harder-hitting, the better. Shoot.
I didn't come up with all of these.
Okay.
So bear that in mind.
Do you want us to ask the ones we came up with, too?
Well,
do you want
who came up with this? Number
which
six.
One's that? Oh, that was me.
Okay. So you did come up with the hard-hitting questions.
You're going with the most controversial one in the first right out the gate?
Fuck yeah.
Go home, right. Go home, Jim.
All right. Ask away.
Been questioned before, and asked, and I've never had an answer, and I don't think anybody else we know has ever had an answer. So why, in your youth, what happened that you go by Ming and not Clifford?
Interesting story. So my legal first name is Cliff.
Right.
Cliff Ming Chen. Ming is actually my middle name. So when I was born, my mom decided at the hospital that she wanted me to have a proper American name.
Okay.
Why she chose Cliff is beyond me. I don't know where that came from. Was it the name of the doctor?
I was like, you're too old for Cheers.
Was it a neighbor, someone that influenced him in Euclid, Ohio, where I was born? I have no idea. No one has ever called me Cliff. My mom's never called me Cliff.
Okay, so it's never been
used before. Legally, it's just on a document. When she put me into school in kindergarten, she had a change of heart. Wanted me to sound more Asian, go back to my Asian roots. So she switched it, and I went by Ming instead of Cliff. And it's been like that ever since. And sometimes I forget that that's how it is legally.
Okay.
Until I look at my driver's license, until I have to buy a plane ticket, until I have to fill out an official legal document, it's like, oh, right. I better put Cliff as my legal first name or it's not going to work.
Right.
So that's how that happened. But no one has ever called me Cliff. So if you ever hear me refer to myself as Cliff, something's wrong. That'd be a code word.
Like you're really drunk.
Safe word. That something is not right. So
you're the two most expensive at New York Comic Con this year. I remember clearly.
Yes.
Believe it or not. Sylvester Stallone.
$500, yes.
Yes, for a picture.
Yes.
I think it was like $250.
Yes, a lot.
Right behind him was Sigourney Weaver at, $475.
Wow, okay, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's so high, it makes you wonder if they even wanted to be there, you know?
No, they don't. But as you see, I priced fairly reasonably, $15, $20. You know, everyone's got $20.
Right, yes.
Not that bad. I'll
be back tomorrow with cash. I only have my bank account.
No problem. I
have another comment I'd like to make.
Yes, sir.
This convention has been a total disaster for me. I couldn't do any of my Christmas shopping.
Really?
I don't have my iPad to show you what I was looking for. I collected the Chinese knockoff stuff. Spider-Man. Spider-Man playsets.
Spider-Man or Spider-Man. Have you
Spider-Man,
seen
Spider-Man, yes. Yeah. Star Knight. Darth Vader on a police motorcycle.
Yes.
That's collectible.
I love the Chinese knockoffs. Being Chinese myself, love the Chinese knockoffs.
I don't mean to consider them
knockoffs. No. I think it's a whole different market, and it's way more collectible than the stuff you can just go and get wherever
exactly.
you want.
Exactly. I mean, there's going to be 40 million official Spider-Man things.
Yeah.
40 billion
How many
left.
Chinese knockoffs are there? Maybe 1,000? If that?
And they're cheap. You can get a dollar store,
Yeah, so good luck. Yeah, it's harder to find, too. So, no, I totally agree with you.
I have a great resource for your friend listening to this.
Yes.
The great website, English.com.
English, I know. I'm familiar with English.com. Yes.
Yes, they have the bad translation menus and everything. And this is where all the knockoffs are seen.
Good luck finding them.
I wish this should be just an English knockoff convention. There's $1 million idea.
Let's start that.
Knockoff toys.
Let's start it. That'd be fine. That'd be awesome.
Toys and restraining orders.
Yeah, and then we'll get like celebrity lookalikes, like knockoff celebrities.
There you go.
Everything's with counterfeit money.
Yeah, everything's with counterfeit money.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Like I'll come in as Mink Chen.
Yeah, Mink Chen. Yeah.
And I'll hand you $1 million bill. You give me change.
Sounds good to me, my friend.
Cool, I'll get you that $20.
Well, good luck finding your Christmas presents. It's great to meet you. I'll be here tomorrow.
Yes. All right, rock on, man.
Yes. So that's the origin of the Ming Cliff Chen, Cliff Ming Chen story. That's the origin.
That's interesting.
I thought maybe
so
there was something like at 7 years old.
Down since birth.
Or my alias, or I committed a crime, or, not that, now my mom just trying to be fancy.
Yeah. So considering we have no listeners, you might want to let other people know if you say Clifford.
I have.
You're in trouble.
So. I have. A select few. Well, now you guys know, too, so.
All right. I mean, these really aren't hard-hitting at all. All
right,
you got to know that. Come on, as laid-back as we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know you're a foodie.
I love food.
We know your Instagram. We know your Facebook.
Yes.
We see what you post, your trips to Texas and all that.
I love to eat, my friend.
It seems like maybe your sole purpose of traveling to cons is to actually just experience those food adventures.
Food and drink, yes, my friend.
Okay.
And make new friends, yes.
Yeah, I kind of figured that to be the case.
Yeah, it is like literally, I go to these cons so I can travel. I love traveling.
Right.
I love going to new cities. I like getting into weird adventures. I'm kind of like Kane from Kung Fu. Like, I just wander from place to place, or like Dr. David Banner from the Hulk.
Right.
You know, I don't Hulk out. I Hulk out on food maybe, but you know, I go, you know, I get into an adventure, move on. And literally before I go to a new place I haven't been to before, or even a place I've been to, I do research. I hop online. I find out where all the people who live there eat. Find out where the best restaurants are. And you know, they don't have to be the fancy white tablecloths with the, you know, the weird molecular gastronomy. I want to go to the dive places where,
sure.
You know, where you get a hamburger, a cheeseburger, where the cheese covers the whole burger, like right. literally, and spills over. Or I want to find the best tacos, or I want to find the garbage plate. That's where I want to be, because that's
so. So what are you doing? Are you like Googling, or are you TripAdvisor?
I'll find message boards. There's a great website called roadfood.com. There are message boards. There are a lot of people just like me who just want to find good local food.
What I found, it was fun. I just traveled to Tampa and went on a cruise.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we hit up Tampa. We were there for 3 days.
Right.
And I used like a TV food map. So I had like all the diners driving some dive places and man versus food places.
Yeah.
So that was kind of adventurous.
Yeah, and that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. These restaurants have gone through this effort to make themselves unique, to put out a dish that nobody else has that you can only get in that city. That's where I want to go. It's just fun. Like I kind of grew up and I had friends who just, let's go to Denny's, let's go to Applebee's, let's go to Fridays. Like, you can get that anywhere. Food is like standard. They freeze it, they ship it everywhere, and they don't care. They defrost it.
Yeah.
They don't care. But you know, there's this guy who makes, you know, these special tacos that he spends all day making.
Right.
Yeah. That's where I want to go.
So, do you not have Five Guys burgers in Jersey?
We do have Five Guys.
Okay, because I seen you put it on.
We did the immediate area here. That was the best place.
I was gonna say you had a pretty late night here last night. I bet. Yeah, I think this con went till 9 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have invited you out to eat last night too. We went to this excellent place called Blue Wolf Bistro. So
we gotta call it by its proper name.
Oh,
Mike.
Yes.
Which is what, Jim?
Blue Wolf.
Oh, Chad laughs. Okay.
You heard him say
Blue
it.
Blue
right? Wolf. Blue Wolf.
There's no L in that name.
Blue Wolf. L is completely there. Blends into it.
Oh, my. Shut the fuck. Jim, are you drunk?
No.
Wait, are you drunk yet?
No, that's good.
Yeah, and then, I love variety. So, food, you know, food, there's endless variety. Beer and alcohol, endless variety.
Right.
All that stuff. I love, you know, I love variety.
So in the past year, what have been your top three food experiences?
Oh, man. That is a great question. I was just in Atlanta, Georgia, and I went to this, it was a pop-up restaurant, only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was these two chefs who wandered into this breakfast place. They're like, hey, you guys aren't open at night. Can we do a pop-up here at night where I just want to come in and cook whatever the hell I want to cook? And I'll charge one price and people will come and eat it. And I found out about this place and I went there and it was amazing. These guys used like local ingredients. They went nuts. These were two chefs who were just like, we just want to do whatever the hell we want. No restrictions, nothing. And they made incredible food, reasonably priced. It was awesome. My go-to, I was just in LA, like In-N-Out Burger. It will always kind of be a go-to place. I know it's somewhat of a chain. They're as far east as San Antonio, Texas now.
Right.
But I mean, that place to me is just it's truly iconic.
Yeah, I like we were just talking about it last night actually. 25 Degrees.
Oh yeah. 25 Degrees is a hamburger place that I took a bunch of you guys out to.
Yeah.
We located at the Hotel Roosevelt in Los Angeles, California. We went there one night, and the burgers are amazing. 25 Degrees refers to the temperature difference between, I believe, rare and well done in a hamburger. Very delicate balance. And open 24-hour in the hotel. But the main thing, the burgers were great, the fries were great. They make a Guinness milkshake, which is out of this world. So good. That's a good place. Mike and I just got back from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, right. And yeah, I saw some.
Michigan is known for the Coney dogs, of all things.
I was going to ask you, how many hot dogs did you actually eat over that weekend?
We ate six over that. It was like a three-day weekend. So, you know, average 2 dogs per day.
Those are impressive, I have to say.
Yeah. There are a bunch of, Greek immigrants that went to Detroit, invented the Coney dog.
Yeah.
Called it Coney because I think it sounded like cool in New York or whatever. You know, they're chili dogs. But there's this one section in town where there are two places, American Coney Island and Lafayette Coney Island. They're located right next to each other because there's a family argument. One brother in the 30s got pissed at the other.
Yep.
So, see you later, I'm going to open up my own place. opened it right next door to, you know, as an FU to his brother. Been going for like 70 years. They make amazing Coney dogs. And I had to take Mike, who'd never been there before.
Right.
Went to both places just so I could see which one he liked better.
Mike had he had some issues after that, right?
He had some issues, yeah. You know, he's got, yeah, sure. He had some issues, but it was totally worth it. It's totally worth it. So that's all.
I'd like to take the sacrifice, man.
Yeah, that's definitely a go-to place as well. I mean, I have a whole list. I literally, in my back pocket, now you can't see, this is not visual. I have a notebook here full of restaurants, bars, cities, you know, Louisville, L.A., Las Vegas.
We're basically looking at Ming's little black book right now.
Oh, yeah. So while you were...
Tacky.
So you see the notes I write up for this,
yeah.
Right? While you were up on the stage doing your Q&A
yes.
at the con today,
yeah.
Jim pokes me in the back. He's like, you need a notebook like Ming's.
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking for one.
Yeah.
And the other day, my friend made fun of me. He's like, dude, most guys have a little black book with girls' phone numbers in them. You have a little beige book with restaurant names. Like, that's how messed up you are. I'm like,
Priorities,
man.
Maybe the rest of us.
Priorities. So, yeah, I think this all stemmed. When I was a little kid, I had a very limited palate. I didn't eat everything. And I went up to L.A. one year, and I hung out with my cousins, who were much cooler than I am. And they were like, you know what, you should try everything. The world's a big place. Like, just try it. It's going to be, you know, you never know what you're going to like. And ever since then, I've been eating pretty much everything. And, if I wasn't... my dream job is to be Anthony Bourdain. That's a guy who gets paid to travel, he gets to eat, and he gets to get paid for it for a TV show. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I just heard him on Opie and Jimmy, his story's just about the travel alone.
Yeah.
Like, enough to, like, go, wow, I'd love to do something like that.
Have you read
like
his book?
I have not read Kitchen Confidential.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so good.
I have read his graphic novel called Get Jiro.
Oh, great.
Which is
that's
really
an awesome
good.
Book, too.
He's a comic book creator now, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he was in there promoting. But yeah, he's a fascinating dude.
Yeah, great guy.
As a fellow New Jerseyan, what's your favorite diner in New Jersey?
My favorite
well known
diner?
For that. Yeah, that's a tough one, probably.
You know, I think my favorite diner was... your favorite diner is usually your local diner.
Yeah.
The one that you get drunk, you stumble in drunk at 4 in the morning. 24 hours, you can get a dish called local dish called Disco Fries in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's fries covered with American cheese and gravy, kind of like poutine from Canada, but they go with the American cheese instead. That's usually your go-to diner. There used to be a diner in Red Bank called the Red Bank Diner.
Yeah.
Open 24 hour. I'm sure we most of us have wound up there drunk off our asses, eating pork roll and eggs and whatever. And unfortunately, they recently closed down.
Yeah.
And another diner, a higher class diner, is opened in this place called Toast. Not 24 hours, though, and I have yet to
That's
go over there.
It's not a real diner.
It's not a real diner. So, yeah, so in Jersey, my favorite diner is whatever happens to be open next to the bar that I just came out of. Because you can get that pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich, and after you've had a couple of bourbons and some beers, like, that is going to be the best sandwich that you will eat at that time.
Right on. What's next on the list?
This was your stupid hot sauce.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, we were going to ask about Mike's hot sauce, but he's not here.
I'll give you a backstory. So Mike is a trained chef. He went to culinary school. And recently, as gifts, he would give us around the office a little bottle of hot sauce that he would just make randomly on the weekends. And I'm like, dude, this is really good sauce. Like, everybody loved it. So we should make smaller versions and, maybe take it on the cons. One year he made bottles and I created a label for him. We gave it away as a wrap present for our comic book men. And I think this is something that he may explore as a something to sell. You know, maybe team up with a company and, you know, Zap Sauce. Zap's hot sauce.
What type of sauce is it? Is it like a cayenne pepper?
It's a cayenne pepper.
Like a Texas Pete's?
Kind of, he's a big fan of Frank's. It's reminiscent. It's his own takes on Frank's red hot sauce.
Right on.
Cool. And he should make a hot sauce called Frank Number 4.
Yeah, he should.
Oh, that would be great. That would work.
Yeah, but he wants to make a sauce where you...
Okay, so, Ming.
Yes.
You go to a lot of these cons. You have a lot of experiences with people.
Yes.
Sometimes there's got to be some characters that approach you. I like, for instance, we were just recording this, and you had a character approach you. I mean, it's got to be crazy at some points.
It is. You get a lot of personalities. I love the different personalities, though. I mean, you don't want everyone to be the same.
Right.
I think we're lucky as we're at a point where, you know, like, we don't get anyone too weird. Like, I've met people who are so entranced and in love with Norman Reedus, like they hear voices in their head. They're convinced that they're meant to be together. They'll go travel the world to see him just for a second at each of these cons. That's insane. Now, you know, somebody who kind of comes and hangs out for a while, not as crazy. Like I like that. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I haven't had too many like really wacko, like you're gonna, you know, like you want a vial of my blood, you want a lock of my hair, crazy yet.
And you know, that guy was pretty damn close.
He was.
I watched him. He started to reach into his pocket, and I was getting ready to dive across the table.
Yeah.
I really was, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, Sean is supposedly our bodyguard. He's doing a pretty bad job.
He was totally sketched out. I was watching out of the corner of my eye.
I saw Sean. Sean
was definitely Sean was definitely getting ready.
Yeah, but I'll take a shiv for the story. Like, in the ass, maybe. Not in the stomach or nothing, but...
As he was standing here, I was sharpening a toothbrush.
Yeah.
I actually had a nice short 45-minute discussion with that man yesterday, and he seemed...
Harmless, though. He wasn't caring.
You know, it takes all kinds, man, to exist.
Yeah.
Most people just get excited to just come and see people, and, it's not somebody you see in your normal everyday life.
People don't have that interaction. That's why they come to these things, is to interact. So they're socially adept at most points.
Yeah. Right. I did love, like, the website that he mentioned was English.com, and I was like, how the fuck do you spell that? like it sounds like bad English.
Yeah.
So I'm like English.
That's the point.
Yeah,
we haven't met anybody like the way I feared for my life or anything. You know, a couple weirdos, but
yeah. First time I met Shad, he pressed charges against me, so you know.
Well, you should have kept your hand out of my pocket.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's
and you have trouble speaking the English language.
I have problems speaking.
Oh yeah, was he babbling incoherently? Yeah, I understand.
I think it was
He does speak Edelstonese.
Yeah, you got your own language, Jim.
I don't know. He had that soft birch beer flavored bowl.
Yeah. That's why we love you, though, man. That's why we love you.
Thank you, man.
I kind of like you.
Nice.
Yeah. Kind of
like
you.
I'm growing to like you.
See,
I mean, you always told me to fuck off, so.
That's probably.
But he does it with love.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, he really is.
Like when you make fun of me.
He really is kind of our Ming Chen of this podcast.
Yeah.
You really see that. Well,
in fact,
welcome to the party.
Why is it the minorities?
I don't know, man. I think it's just
something
easier.
About us not being white.
In fact, we were originally talking, just joking around when we first started doing it. And we were like theme, no theme, you know, basically it's just us talking, having
yep.
It's kind of like you guys said with the Megan Mike
yep.
show, and having a great time with it. But one of the things we talked about was starting a beef with TESD.
Good luck
because,
with that.
No, and the beef would be that we would demand equal treatment for Ming.
So women's suffrage. And
yeah, we wouldn't settle for it. We kind of joked around about it, but
ethical treatment for the treatment of Ming.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good luck, my friends. Good luck.
To kind of rebound off of Mike's point, though, so like, what have been some of your best con experiences? You got any like really funny stories? Like just like any out there experiences?
I really my funnest part is just I love meeting. You come and they invite you as a guest. I mean, there are other guests there, and possibly very high-profile guests. So, there was one time I was in Chicago, walking down the hallway, and right from behind me, I was like, "Hey, Ming!" I hear, "Hey, Ming! How the hell are you?" And I turned around, it was freaking Stan Lee. And I'm like,
that's
"What the
awesome.
Hell, man? I'm like,
yeah, that's
Stan,
great.
How you doing, man?" That was awesome. And I'm a big fan of Ming Na Wen. You may know her from Mulan, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She in here.
Joy Luck Club. She was in...
I think she was.
I just saw her in San Antonio, and we passed each other in the hallway, and I was like, "Hey, Ming." And she was like, "Hey, Ming." And like, we kept going, and I was like, holy crap!
The two Mings.
Yeah, the two Mings coming together. Like, yeah. Yeah, things like that.
You should do a remake of Double Dragon.
Oh, with
Ming,
her?
With her.
Oh, yeah.
Ming and Ming.
Ming and Ming.
That would be
I
great.
Believe she may be too high profile for such shenanigans. Wasn't Alyssa Milano in that movie? If I'm not mistaken.
She might have been. I don't know.
We're going to have to look that up. But
since you brought up Chicago,
yes.
And food's already been a topic.
Yes.
Deep dish pizza.
Love deep dish pizza.
Which one? Lou Malnati's, Giordano's, Gino's East.
No, because it's not real pizza.
Oh my god, you need to be shot.
Oh my god, yeah, you do need to be shot.
Okay, I'm sorry, but like...
Have you had it?
New York, yeah. No, I have not had like real Chicago.
Oh, dude, you haven't had it. If you're from Chicago, yeah, those are the four.
I'm spoiled on New York and New Jersey. That's good pizza.
Those are the four Those are the four big deep dish places.
Right. So which one of those are your favorite?
I'm a big fan of Lou Malnati's. I think Lou Malnati's is probably the best. Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
I'm coming down the street.
Lou Malnati's is bar none, I believe, the best.
See, they're
Chicago
my second.
Pizza. Yeah, I do love Gino's East for the fact that they have a pizza. It's called a sausage pizza.
Right.
But instead of little crumblies of sausage, the patty is
crumbles.
The entire circumference
right.
of the pizza. Like the pat, they put sausage.
Layer of sausage.
It's a layer of sausage. It's amazing. That is a great
it
pizza.
They sell those in the stores.
Yeah.
My favorite, all favorite, hands down, has always been Giordano's.
Giordano's. It's a good, I mean,
and
honestly,
I like,
you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong at all. And the difference between Giordano's and why Lou Malnati's is second to me is Lou Malnati's does the crust, like glaze or whatever.
Yes.
And then they put the toppings on top
right.
of the second layer of the pizza.
Right.
I love how Giordano's just makes the second layer, boom, there, sauce. You got to cut it
yeah.
to get to what you're getting to.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, how can you not, Dylan, how can you not love a pizza where you have one piece, maybe two, and like, that's all you need?
Oh, you know, if you can
so
eat
good.
Two pieces and finish them, you're amazing.
I have been known to eat extraordinary amounts of food.
Yeah, that pizza, you know, that stuff is crap.
Oh,
you got to go
terrible.
To Chicago.
It's fucking awful.
You got to get Lou Malnati's, Gino's East, or Giordano's. You got to get those. We got to go. We got to go.
All right. Well, there's something going on in Chicago. We'll figure
yeah,
out a way to get there.
We got
to
go, dude.
Go
it's
get
amazing.
A pizza.
I just want to point out that even Larry Hama is hanging out watching the podcast right now, which is very cool.
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Guest veteran, creator of the G.I. Joe universe.
Yeah.
Amazing human being, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, I'm photobombing your interview?
Yeah, you're hyper.
You're a legend, my friend.
You are a legend.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us grew up with the G.I. Joe universe.
Absolutely.
And, it shaped our lives.
Yeah.
It shaped our
still
lives.
Still got quite
sure.
a few of the
yeah.
issues of that.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
you know,
they're in crap condition, but yeah.
Yeah, but you read them.
Yeah, I read them.
Oh,
yeah.
I read them.
I loved them.
I remember the most sought after comic that I had to have in my collection
yes.
was G.I. Joe issue number 2.
Number 2.
And I went nuts until I got it finally. And I mean, I cut lawns, I saved up everything I could until I could find it and get it.
I got some for you to give them light.
Oh, absolutely, you got it. I'll give this
to
Mike. Yes, I'll give that to him. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
So you mentioned Ming-Na Wen
yes.
earlier.
I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, yeah. I remember her back from ER.
Oh, yeah.
Where she, I mean, her name was
Dr.
very
Chen,
much
wasn't it?
Yes.
It was Dr. Chen.
It was
yeah.
Jingmei Chen.
Jingmei Chen, yeah.
Yes.
She was great.
I think this Double Dragon movie has to happen.
That would be
yeah.
awesome.
So, I mean, with that in mind, are there people, I mean, obviously, you might have a good rapport with her. Are there people that you see at these show or these cons that you go to that just still just blow you away and you're just like, you can't say anything or like...
I think these days,
yeah.
any of the actual, of yeah, Shad Nowicki for sure. I always get tongue-tied around him. I piss my pants, you know. I
clean
I
it up, so thank you. Thank
yeah,
you so
yeah, I get a lot, you know, I'm like a, you know, a nervous teenager around him. He is a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
It's you know, he's stunning, but
a bromance. It's nice.
I've been to a couple of cons where actual Avengers have shown up, and I'm like, holy crap! Like Jeremy Renner's here, freaking you know, agency like Colby Smulders, you know, Haley Atwell. They're
sometimes you meet them and you just.
You just
you don't
can't,
want to be the fanboy, but you don't.
You have
know
to
what
be.
To
yeah.
say at the point.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
You just get stuck. And you're
yeah.
like, right,
yeah,
you know,
and then
I
heard
like a douche. Let's just back up for 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't want to sound like an idiot, but like, what else? You know, what else are you gonna say to them? Like, I love
yeah.
you. You're great. You're awesome.
Yeah.
So, that's yeah, that's cool. I heard recently at the New York Comic Con, Jared Leto and Mark Ruffalo walk around in masks.
Yes.
Walking
oh,
the con
so they
floor.
Can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Jared Leto, I'd be like, wow, I loved you in My So-Called Life.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. But like, yeah, the guys like that. I mean, there's certain guys that are very, very high-profile guests. Like, and yeah, people still ask me often, like, you go to these cons, you meet these people, do you still fanboy? I'm like, hell yeah,
absolutely.
Of course, man.
How could you not?
Absolutely. Like, I'm a fan like anyone else. I go to the movies. I, you know, I keep up with these guys. I watch the TV shows. Of course, I do. Absolutely.
Well, no awesome. Doubt. So. One of the other questions we had for you too, and this is a blast from the past, so I don't know if you're going to ever regret bringing it up or not, but it involves Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
And I guess that answered my question.
There was a point, like, I watched, there was a Frankie Muniz movie that she was in, that.
Right.
Was it Cody Banks, or maybe, or...
It was Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar.
I saw it from my friend.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw her. Like, I didn't see her Nickelodeon shows or whatever before that. But I saw her in that, and, you know, I didn't even know how old she was, but I was like, wow, who is that? She's very, I like her personality. She's very enthusiastic. And then she kind of, you know, as she got older, like, she got really hot. And
exactly. Well, she was...
it was, like, her beauty was always there.
Right.
I kind of liked her. I always thought she was very positive, and I always thought she was, like, very, like, American white bread, where it was like, gotcha. Oh, this girl doesn't get in any trouble. Like, she got a straight head on her shoulders, her family supports her and all that. And I made the mistake of going on a podcast and publicly saying that. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of into her. Like, she's cool. Like, I think she's great. At that moment is when she started going downhill.
Right.
And at that very moment, it was almost like because I said that,
it was like switch.
Is that she flipped, like a switch flipped.
Yeah.
That's when she started, like, lighting her dog on fire.
Do you know if she's ever heard about it? Or?
I don't. Although one year for my birthday, Kevin tweeted her. She was like, "Hey, can you wish Minnie a happy birthday?" And she did.
That's awesome.
And I was like, nice. "Wow, that's kind of cool." And I thought, yeah, but she. Shortly after I said, like, I like her, she's cool, whatever, she went batshit crazy.
So you
but caused, I still support her, though.
You caused the butterfly effect, then?
Yeah, I butterfly effect that, yes.
All right, so, and what's weird about her is, I agree with you, the same thing, like, seeing her and all that stuff,
yeah.
And then when, I'm like, she's how old?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she, I don't know, she had some kind of, like you said, some kind of look to her, but...
I don't know what it was. I just thought, maybe it was my type or whatever, yeah. It's just kind of like...
Been,
I thought she had that kind of personality. I was like, yeah, I kind of like to hang out with her, you know? Yeah. Like, she seems like a lot of fun. Little did I know that I was right. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like,
way too much.
Underestimated your feelings.
Since she's gone batshit crazy,
yes.
Do you still think she's hot?
I haven't seen her lately, but apparently she's starting to get her stuff back together.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to go and have dinner with her and, like, hey, what's up?
You should do a podcast with her and Mike and call it MMA.
MMA, yes.
There you go.
MMA.
I don't know how to track her down.
Yeah, but I would totally love to hang out with her, though.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she always seemed like a riot, and, like you said, she's obviously a
I guess she had some issues,
riot.
which sucked, but,
right.
You know,
well,
whatever.
Child star, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows?
I know.
One more hard-hitting question.
Ask away.
What did you really do with Linda Fiorentino's panties?
I believe
you bring them with you to every con?
I did not. I did find them in a box. They're about to be thrown out. I kept them. They're in my desk drawer, I think, somewhere.
Be sniffed every now and then?
I mean, you know, if I'm having a hard day.
God, I cannot take a drink of that.
You know,
you might be sniffing. You might be having a harder day.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, you know, a hard day. You know, you need a little pick-me-up. Sure, why not?
There's got to be a day or two. I mean, where you just, you know?
What's
hard and best. I know, they're small.
Yeah.
They're small, you know. Yeah, so.
Never tried on, just...
No, I'm not really.
So far.
Yeah, I'm not
you
really.
You put on a pair of stilettos and Linda Fiorentino's undies?
No, I'm not really into that.
we do know you have a thing for shoes.
Yeah,
it's the shoes and the women in the shoes. It's not the shoes itself. I'm not going around stealing them from closets. It's just that I think women look good in them.
I'm totally imagining...
I should not get any argument from that. I don't know why I get so much crap as that.
I'm imagining Ming in a pair of Prosta boots and Linda Fiorentino's panties.
Yeah,
it's probably because of the way it was portrayed after you said it.
Right.
And the ribbing you got for it. But
so be it. I'm not.
There is something about a good-looking woman and a nice shoe. That
yeah, exactly. I'm not ashamed of it. I will go to my grave saying that's awesome. So I got no problem with it. Yeah.
It's like you're like you somehow took David Lee Roth's lyrics and everybody wants some to heart.
Yes, exactly.
You must really
like no. Leave him on.
Yes, exactly. You said
really,
that in what 1981? So
yeah, I think that was.
Yeah,
that's good.
He must really like that lamp from Christmas Story.
That was a cool lamp. that was a cool lamp. What does it say? Shining hot electric sex? Is that the line from the movie?
I don't remember.
Glowing hot electric sex? Something like that, yeah.
I doubt that they put that on the packaging when they were starting to sell those at like Media Play back in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I believe it's on there somewhere. It's got to be on there somewhere. Yeah, it's got to be on there somewhere.
No. I meant on the packaging, like when they actually sold the lamps.
Yeah, that's a sell point.
They physically sold
the
lamps, and they sell them at a like FYE now.
Yeah.
It's Randy that's selling.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been to the house. It's in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Took a picture of the leg.
Hopefully they don't have the Goonies incident.
I think you can buy like Christmas tree lights up the leg.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they sell all sorts of shit for you know, based on that movie.
Yeah.
So I know you got this asked during your Q&A today at the con, but any future things for Ming Chen?
Future? I'm just rolling along. More cons. Hopefully 10 seasons of additional comic book men. Who knows, my Anthony Bourdain style TV show. Or I'll just live my life like that without any cameras. But, you know, my goals for 2016, visit Seattle, visit Nashville, become a YouTube star, you know, own a Tesla, or at least drive a Tesla. I don't need to own one. Hang out with you guys.
I was going to say, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think Brantford might be calling your name.
Brantford,
calling your name.
I got to get back in playing shape, my friend. But,
it's
I would
fuck,
love
as much
to.
As you run and you see us, come on.
I know that. I'm getting old.
Dude, 30 seconds. And you're amazing, though. You go out and run for like 2 minutes straight, score, and then you're on.
Yeah, well.
And you're like, okay, give me 2 minutes, and then I'm back.
Feel like shit, though. But, I would love to play again.
So talking about Brantford. We got to go out to Jersey to pick up games going again.
Yeah, we did that. Didn't we do that once last year? Did we play this
last year?
Did we do this year?
It was beginning of the year. Poker game at the staff.
Yeah, God, that was fun.
We need to do that again.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Guys, I think we've gotten our first fan submission.
Oh, yeah?
From shout-outs to Katie Seavey from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
First fan submission.
Love you,
she
Katie.
She wanted us to see a picture of this kid's Halloween costume, which was apparently a fart.
Oh, I saw
that.
That's
nice.
On Facebook. Yes, it's very well done.
It's
actually some green... And he's got the little Bob's Burger and everything.
Oh, that is pretty clever. It's
that is
a
clever.
Little smiling poop face.
Yes.
She literally said, "Are you podcasting? I'm going to send you ridiculous things."
Nice.
Well, we're just about wrapping this up, I believe.
Well, we got that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got you down on an official recording. We'll get together. We'll have to hook
I love
up
it.
And make sure that...
Anytime. Like, all you have to do is say the word podcast and I'm here.
Right, yeah,
now,
we've gathered that.
Get together Jersey again, have the poker games, play some hockey. Figure some dates out or whatever, maybe beginning of the year again because holidays are coming up. But
absolutely.
That'd be a good time to get together beginning.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I envision one other future thing in your...
What's that?
Future. It's a garbage plate, I think.
That's a great future. Let's make that happen.
I say within the hour or two.
Yeah, yeah. So don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com, Jim's BBQ Pod, Twitter.
Jim's BBQ Podcast, soon to be Jim's BBQ Pod.
Gmail.
And our Gmail account at jimsbbqpodcast@gmail.com.
And rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
And a future Instagram, Jim's BBQ Pod.
And I believe that's Jim's BBQ Podcast
we're gonna
for this week.
Guys, have a CompuServe email?
Yeah. CompuServe?
CompuServe.
Those are few and far between now. I mean, you got to pay for them, I think.
Yeah, Earthlink, AOL.
Is that a MySpace or Friendster?
MySpace, yes. We do have a MySpace presence.
Nice. We also have a Grindr account.
I think you had a Tinder.
Oh, and Tinder.
No, Grindr. Grindr and Tinder. You're on both, aren't you?
Yeah. I know Bill
and plenty of
friends. Right. Yeah, that's POF. So, all right. Well, I guess that's everything for this week. And everybody enjoy. And wanted to thank everybody for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where our dry rub isn't so dry.
That's funny, dude.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.